It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and I'm super excited that you're tuning in today. Today, we have two of my very favorite people from pageant land, and they're going to help you get swimsuit ready. You know how it is. It's the holiday season. Maybe you're a little stressed about how you're going to, you know, live through Thanksgiving and Christmas for your January pageant, or maybe you have a December pageant, or maybe you just need a few tips on how to maintain the swimsuit figure that you've got while you're traveling over the holidays and the break, or maybe you're wanting to know how to maintain that fabulous swimsuit figure when you're at your pageant and you don't have access to your normal workout facilities or normal workout routine. So we are going to help you get swimsuit ready today. But before we jump in into all that, I want to let you know that my pageant practice interview system is out and everybody's getting one and they love it. You know, I was totally prepared for first-time contestants to buy it and love it, but really surprised me is that seriously experienced contestants who's competed for years and years are getting it and they're loving it. And they're telling me that they can't believe how easy it is to improve their interview on their own at home. And they can't believe how much practicing using the practice guide is helping them to improve. And at only $27, it's the best $27 you're ever going to spend on your interview. So check out my interview practice system by clicking on the pageant interview practice system graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page, or just go to my website, www.valeriehayes.com, and check on success tools. You really can work my system to make sure you can answer any question. Well, my fabulous first guest is well known within the pageant community for cranking out swimsuit winner after swimsuit winner. He has a resume absolutely longer than your evening gown, and he's one of my favorite people. He really takes fitness to a new level. He makes it practical, achievable, and he never does anything extreme. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome back again one of Pageant Talk Radio's favorite people, Brian Atterbury of ResultsFitnessUSA.com. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good. It's so great to have you today.
Glad to be here. It's my pleasure.
So today we're talking about information that can help contestants maintain that fabulous fitness figure. You know, I'm sure you know more than anyone that contestants start so far in advance to work on their fitness figure and make sure that they're really in shape for their swimsuit competition. And then Halloween happens and we get a little candy, and then we have Thanksgiving and we have that second helping of, you know, mashed potatoes and gravy. And before you know it, we've put on 10 pounds. Or maybe we're traveling for the holidays, and or we're at our pageant, which is a 7 to 10 day pageant, and our schedule is off. We would love to hear your tips, Brian, on how contestants can stay swimsuit ready when their schedule or situation is just a little off.
Right, right. Well, one of the things the girls have to understand is that, you know, nothing happens overnight. And unfortunately, we can get way out of shape in a lot quicker time than we can get into shape. So it's vitally important that the girls understand that, gosh, you wouldn't want to go, you know, for 3, 4, 6 months, a year, however long you've spent preparing. Hopefully, you've spent as long as you can, because we want to make this a lifestyle. Obviously, when we get a few months out from the pageants, when we start kind of dialing in to make sure that we hit our absolute peak for the state or national pageant, or even local for that matter, depending on what you're trying to do. You know, one of the things I have the girls do is I make sure that they have what I call an on-the-road workout. And we can definitely discuss that because it's important. You know, obviously sometimes when you're on the road, whether it be holiday events, you're traveling, maybe you're at nationals, you're there a couple weeks, and gosh, you've been working out 4, 5, 6 days a week, you don't want to just shut it down and not do anything. And so we definitely need to talk about that.
I think that's a great idea. An on-the-road workout is what everyone needs. And I love the concept that it's a lifestyle because, yes, you know, you're spending, you know, a few minutes on stage in your bathing suit, walking around, showing off, you know, how much you've worked out. But then after you win the title, you need that exercise and great nutrition to maintain the appearance schedule, because a lot of people don't realize that fitness really helps you get through those appearance schedules, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Well, and you look at it from the standpoint, let's say a girl wins Miss America, she wins Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, whatnot. It is huge important that they keep fit on the road because, for one, you're more susceptible to getting sick. You're not going to have the energy to do those appearances. You're not going to feel as good about yourself if you went from being in peak condition to, say, letting the struggles of traveling and possibly not eating as good as you were prior to the pageant. You get on the road, and let's face it, these girls have a reputation to maintain. They get up there, they need to look like a Miss America. They need to look like a Miss USA, a Miss Teen USA, a Miss Universe, whatnot. And, you know, the last thing we want to do is see them completely park it, because really, you know, when we talk about the swimsuit competition, it's supposed to be a physical fitness lifestyle / swimsuit competition. And so it's really, really important that these girls project that, and that means you've got to make it happen. And you've got to have, you know, some preparation. You've got to, you know, be creative in terms of what you might have to do. Maybe you can't get to a gym. You know, a lot of hotels, they've got little fitness centers. Might not be ideal. They might not have the perfect, you know, fitness center like you're used to having at home, but they've got something. You might be able to get your cardio in. You might be able to get, you know, some very basic dumbbell work in there. But one of the things that I tell the girls is I tell them that, you know, there's a top six, if you will, exercises that they can do in their room even. So there's absolutely no excuse, and we can talk about that.
I would love you to start with that top exercise number one. What is the number one exercise I can do on the road?
Okay, one of the best things to do, first and foremost, to make this happen is to get a couple of pair of the resistance tubes with the handles, okay? Because you've got different resistance tubes to give you different levels of resistance. But one of the things that we look at when I'm looking at a girl's pageant, body to get their symmetry up is making sure, we talk about evening gowns, we talk about, you know, stage presence, all those types of things. I know that when you talk to your girls about interview, you talk about posture. And it is vitally important that we make sure that we work those lat muscles, those upper back muscles that pull those shoulders back, that give you that nice, pretty back. The last thing the judges see when the girls are walking off stage a lot of times is their backside, which would include the upper back, the backside of the shoulders, the almighty, we can just call them the posture muscles. And those
right.
rubber tubes are really, really important because it's hard to mimic any kind of pulling exercises like a rowing movement or a pull down, like on a pull down machine or even a pull up. A lot of girls can't do pull ups anyway, they're just not quite strong enough. But these rubber tubes, you can hook them around like a bedpost in your hotel room, maybe a doorknob, something you can anchor it to, even wrap them around like a leg of a desk, and you can basically, you know, double them up and hold them like where the two handles are in one hand, and you can do like a one-arm row where you're kind of rowing back, kind of like you're starting a lawnmower, if you can imagine that. And you're coming
right.
back and squeezing those shoulder blades together real slow and control. Now, let's say that the tube is not quite, you know, difficult enough that 10 is too easy. So maybe you have to do 20, 30 reps, something like that. Something you're basically trying to do is you're at this point of the game, you're just trying to maintain. You're not necessarily trying to get ready for the pageant that week or those 2 weeks before when you're at nationals or if you're on the road. You're just trying to keep those muscles from shrinking, from losing their tone, if you will. And so
right.
that's a really good way to start with as far as that goes.
Right. You just want to not slip. So what's number two?
Okay, number two is going to be what I call a side lateral raise. You see a lot of times you hear the term Madonna arms. When the girls have like this little cut in their arms and their shoulder on the side, those little caps on the shoulder give that nice arm definition. It's also going to make
right.
the girls look more tapered, have a nice, you know, small-looking waist. Well, you can stand on that rubber tube with one foot, hold those handles on either side with both hands, and you're simply going to raise your arms to the side kind of like you're flying. It's a really good way to work those shoulders out. You know, and that is going to really be important for good arm definition. It's going to look great in the swimsuit. It's going to look great in the evening gown as well. Number three, can't go wrong with a push-up. Maybe you can do regular push-ups. That's going to work your chest muscles. That's going to work the back of those arms. We like to call the when the girls wave their arms and their underarms are in terms of their triceps are flapping in the wind, the lunch lady arms, if you will. We don't like that kind
right.
of way going. We just want the
yeah. Nobody wants lunch lady arms.
That's right, right. We don't want. I call that the second wave muscle. We don't want the hand waving and that waving as well. So when you're doing the push-ups, not only are you working your chest and shoulders out, you're also working those arm muscles out, and you're working your core if you're keeping everything nice and tight. You can do a modified in terms of on your knees. You can do regular push-ups, which is what I prefer. I don't think there's any such thing as a girl versus boy push-up. I think there's either I'm strong at it or I'm not. And I've seen some of my pageant girls do 50 of them, regular ones. So we don't kind of try to be sexist and call that a girl or guy push-up. We just want to say do it or not. You might do it.
Now, I have a question about the push-ups, okay. Brian, because sometimes it's hard to know where your hands are supposed to go. Now, are they supposed to be, you know, in line with your bust line? Are they supposed to be kind of forward directly under your shoulders? Where are the hands supposed to be? Because I think that makes a big difference in how well you get a workout from the push-up.
It makes a huge difference. Generally speaking, you want them in line with your bust line, your sternum, your breastbone. And or you could say you're in front of your bra strap, okay? So that's kind of the angle you'd want to push. That way your elbows aren't flared up too high where that could cause some shoulder problems. And you want them about, where they're about a 90-degree bend in your elbows. They're kind of out and away from your body, maybe at a 45-degree angle. In other words, not completely level with your shoulders, but not totally at your sides. If you hold them totally at your sides, that is a lot more tricep emphasis. It is typically a lot harder to do that type of push-up. So we want to find somewhere in between. Line up with the hands with the sternum, elbows slightly down from the angle of the shoulder, and did a good, you know, fairly wide stance on with your hands, and just do a normal push-up. It almost kind of mimics like a bench press. And so that is a really good just basic exercise, you know, for the chest, the shoulders, the triceps, and even your core if you keep your body nice and solid and straight. I had a young lady in today in the local USA system that I worked with, and she was really swaying her back, you know, letting her hips kind of push towards the floor, and she was talking about how it was bothering her back. I said, you know, you got to kind of pike your rear up in the air and tighten your stomach up because you have way too much of a sway. You need to control that midsection. That's really, really important. So you basically get some ab work indirectly when they do that. So
it's one of those exercises that does it all. All right, so we've got the one-arm row, the side lateral raise, and the push-up. What's number four?
Okay, number four is going to be your bicep curls. You're basically, as you're standing on that tube, just as you were with the side laterals, you're simply going to turn your palms forward, out away from your body, and you're going to keep your upper arms mashed up against your side, and you're simply going to do arm curls. You're going to flex those elbows. You're going to bend them as far as you can, squeezing those biceps, coming down nice and slow, just short of locking out. You don't want to totally lock your elbows out. And you want to come up and forth and get a good, nice, slow, controlled, you know, you can be aggressive with it, but you don't want to go fast where you're just like letting them fling down to your side. You want to keep control always and keep tension in the muscle. I always like to say you want to keep tension over time. As you do the movement up and down, you need to constantly keep tension on the muscle. Same thing. You might do four sets, maybe 15 to 20 reps, kind of going for a burn. You're basically just trying to maintain the tone in those arms once again. So we hit the back side of the arms with the push-ups. That also hit
right.
Then we're going to isolate the biceps a little bit more because those are very important. So that's number four.
And then what do we do after we've isolated those biceps?
Okay. We're going to move on to number five. We've pretty much done enough to maintain the upper body minus some abs, which we'll finish with. One of the exercises I love, not for everybody all the time, because I do think some girls, a lot of my dancers, even though we hear about lunges being like the king of lower body exercises, if you're a girl who's hypermuscular, over-muscular in her thighs, ironically, doing too many lunges could actually be detrimental to your symmetry. But we're talking a couple weeks out. You're not going to bulk up. There's no way that's going to happen. It's a really great overall exercise to do lunges. Now, the problem is that a lot of girls do walking lunges, and if you're in your hotel room, there's not any room for that. So what I like to do is called a bench lunge or a chair lunge. Simply take a chair that's probably in the room, hopefully not one with wheels, but you could do that. Or you can
that could
do
be that. Amusing.
That would be. You might pull something, but we don't want that to happen either.
That could be a YouTube moment, but go on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Pageant girl wipes out in hotel room on chair. That'd be a
right.
Good one. We basically tell the girls to put the chair up against the wall. You're going to get really sprawled out from it. Put one foot on the ground, take your other foot back, and kind of put your toe like right on the edge of that chair, and then just kind of do almost like a one-legged squat. You're going to isolate one leg, squatting up and down, and then switch legs. Now, the key points on that, number one, is that make sure you're sprawled out, you've spread your legs out far enough, that yes, that back leg is going to really be reaching back to get that chair. That front leg, when you descend, your knee should not push forward past the line of your toe. If it is, your foot's probably not far enough out, because you really want to go down to about a 90-degree bend at those knees. If you have tender knees, you might not go quite as low. But just, once again, come up nice and slow. Come just short of locking out. You don't want to lock those knees. And make sure that you keep your as far as lateral movement goes, don't let your legs go to the side, right or left. You want to keep them straight up and down, perpendicular to the ground with your shin, in other words. Another little tip on that is you might have another chair kind of next to you so you can use as balance. A lot of girls don't realize how hard it is to balance when they do that, because you're basically kind of doing a one-legged squat. But it's a lot easier on the knee than, like, you know, if you weren't sprawled out like that. So I would have a girl do like 3 or 4 sets of 10 each leg. Really good way to work their thighs, good way to work their inner thighs, good way to work the rear end, which obviously is important. That is number 5. And last but not least, we've got to make sure we do some core work.
I call them the abominables because I hate doing ab work. So I call them the abominables.
Well, it's definitely important. I mean, obviously, you know, I like to do abs last. Somebody might be saying, well, why didn't he do them first? Well, you need your core to maintain your posture on everything. So we don't want it to get fatigued at the beginning of the workout. I always want to try to do a core towards the end of the workout, and that's just kind of a little FYI. But, you know, you can't go wrong with crunches. They're just a great exercise, and I would say crunches and maybe with a slight twist, maybe like a bicycle crunch. That way you get your obliques in there, because we know when a girl models on stage in swimsuit, she doesn't just walk straight ahead and then turn around and rock back. There's a lot of turning. There's angles. There's twisting. There's different types of modeling. And besides the swimsuit, obviously, you know, your midsection is more than just your abs. It's your obliques. It's the muscles on the sides, in other words. And so we got to make sure as we're turning and doing different things, that we have a very developed, fully developed midsection. So those are your 6 top ones that are going to really maintain you. They're not going to fix your problems. This is not what you'd want to do the entire time you're getting prepared. This is like to keep you from going backwards. This is a way to make sure all the hard work you've done all year long, that when you're on the road for a week or two, you can at least maintain. Because sometimes in fitness, regardless if you're doing pageants or not, sometimes maintaining is gaining. Sometimes maintaining is making progress, in other words. A lot of people put a lot into, I'm either going 5th gear, 100 miles an hour, totally all about getting ready for this pageant or whatever event a person might be getting ready for. And then when it's over with, they go park it. And that's not making it a lifestyle. And so we've got to get out of that all or none mentality, in other words. And we've got to make sure that these girls live that lifestyle continuously for their own self. You know, because I just love it when I run into girls and, you know, they were one of my swimsuit winners. And now they've had a kid or two. They're married, they're working, and they're still making it a part of their life. And then that's the best part of all of it.
I think it's an important part of your life. And I know that you have recently developed a new long-distance program that I have several of my top-level contestants using. Can you tell us a little bit quickly about the long-distance program and how they might get in touch with you about that?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me on ResultsFitnessUSA.com. Basically, what I do is I have the girls, there's a couple of sheets they fill out to get an information background on them. I have them send me pictures in their swimsuits, front, side, rear. It's very private. I have a neck down shots, so they don't ever have to worry about, you know, their identities being, you know, shown in terms of the pictures. I mean, obviously, I know who they are. But the purpose is that I can get an honest look at what they look like in swimsuit, and I can design them a program from their resistance training to their cardio to their nutrition to supplementation. And I will send it to them. I save the files, and this is via email. I save the files, and that way I know each and every month what they've done. I have 2 versions. One version, I do all of that. I send it to them. I see you in a month. Of course, if they have any initial questions, I'll answer them. The other version is, in addition to that, I'm available for a weekly email check-in. They'll send me a total, you know, report back to me. This is what I ate Monday through, you know, Sunday or whatever. And I'll give them feedback. Well, you probably should have done this instead of that. Make sure you add this and take this away and so forth. So it's a little bit more accountability, obviously more time on my part. First program is $100. Second program is $200. Very reasonable, a lot cheaper than a personal trainer. And they're going to have someone who is going to give them healthy ways to go about it and who obviously has a lot of experience with actual pageant bodies. So
Right. And I think that's so important. I can't tell you guys enough how frustrating it is. I know that you go to your local gyms and the personal trainer says, yeah, I can train you for a pageant. And if they are not a proven, if they don't have a proven track record as producing swimsuit winners in pageantry, you need to just smile, you know, do your pageant wave, walk out and go to resultsfitnessusa.com and get Brian's long distance training. Because I'm not kidding. He has absolutely done an amazing job with my top contestants. And I really appreciate your being here with us, Brian, and sharing with us the six great on the road workout tips. Thanks so much for being here.
It is my pleasure. And it's, you know, always a joy to talk to another professional. And you're definitely the best at what you do. And the girls, you know, any of the girls that listen to this show, they need to understand it's very important that so many people think they're professionals. And that goes from what Valerie does to, you know, what I do. You know, I actually have an exercise science degree, and there are no state or federal mandates for that. So when you go to a gym, you might have a trainer who got certified on the internet, and that's very, very scary, regardless if you're doing pageants. And
right.
You know, so that's something they really need to take a sincere look at. Don't go shop just price. And like I said, I feel like what I do with these girls is very reasonable, and it doesn't matter where they live. I mean, if they live in a rural area and they don't even have a gym, I've figured out ways to have girls work out at their home with a few dumbbells, some rubber tubes, physio balls, things like that. We can get creative. We can make it happen for them. If they've got a dream, we're going to help them fulfill it.
Right. I totally agree with you. You know, people spend more time at the restaurant considering what they're going to order than asking about the qualifications of their personal trainer. And of course, we all know everybody thinks they're a pageant coach. So I totally agree with you. I encourage you to check out Brian at resultsfitnessusa.com. Thanks for being here, Brian.
Thank you, Valerie.
Well, it's time for a quick break, but stay tuned because I'll be right back to talk with Elise King, the fabulous swimsuit designer with Elise King Swimwear, to talk about the things you need to know to make sure you have the right swimsuit for your body type. So stay tuned and we'll be right back here on Pageant Talk Radio.
Are you looking for couture jewelry to create your winning look? Internationally known pageant jewelry designer Stephanie Summers has been creating crowning looks for elite contestants across all the major pageant systems for over a decade. Whether you select a custom piece of jewelry handcrafted to match your wardrobe exactly, or you wear something special from Stephanie's new affordably priced trifles collection, you'll stand out as a contestant who's ready to wear the crown. Why spend all that money on a great gown and then wear run-of-the-mill jewelry? Visit www.stephaniesummers.com today and let her create the jewelry of your dreams.
Get a headshot that establishes you as a serious contender for the crown. Studio D Imaging does more than just snap a photo. They actually help you create your iconic look by understanding the preferred look of your pageant and helping you to express your photogenic potential. They've created winning looks for contestants competing in all the major pageant systems, and they'll create a winning look for you too. Just visit them on Facebook by searching for Studio D Imaging or visit their website at studiodimaging.com. Contact them today and let Studio D Imaging create your perfect headshot.
Are you worried about challenging current events questions that always seem to pop up during your interview? Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach, and I'm here with a solution to your current events nightmare. Almost everyone feels overwhelmed by the time it takes to keep up on current events and absolutely worries about how to handle controversial questions. But I've solved that problem for you with my weekly current events update. You'll get an email each week summarizing the top stories, plus you'll get sample questions to practice at home. So check it out at pageantcurrentevents.com. Get started today and get ready to rock those current event questions for a top interview score in your next pageant.
Are you a pageant contestant in Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, or Oklahoma? If so, Van Brosen Associates can help make your pageant dreams a reality. Van Brosen Associates are the producers of Miss USA and Miss Teen USA state pageants in the five states of Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. To find out more, go to vanbros.com and connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/vanbros. Once again, that's vanbros.com. VanBros.com. Are you ready to be Miss USA?
Are you confused about what makeup you need to create your best pageant look? Perfect Pageant Glam Kits take all the guesswork out of selecting the right makeup for your next competition. Each glam kit includes custom coordinated eyeshadows, eyeshadow base, glowing cheek color, and a lip color, all perfectly coordinated to create your winning look. Plus, you get a full set of instructions so you can be your own personal makeup artist. To get your glam kit, just visit www.pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. You're going to love the way you look.